I'll read the whole bit through first of the second half, and then we'll break it down in pieces and work with it. So it does, you know, and it starts at the point where the four limbs, at this stage, the four limbs are like accumulators fully charged. Now follows the second part of the exercise. Breathe in air consciously, drawing into yourself the substances accumulated in the limbs so that it can flow to meet the air which you are breathing in. It mixes with the air by itself at the level of the breast. Then pour it into the sex organs. With I am in two parts. With I, feel the sex organs. With am, fill up the seven parts of the body one after the other. One, I, feel the sex organs. Am, with the substance accumulated in them, fill up the right leg by pouring into it this substance. Two, I, feel the sex organs, the in-breath, out-breath. Am, feel the left leg. Three, I, feel the sex organs. Am, refill up the lower part of the abdomen. Four, I, feel the sex organs. Four, am, fill up the whole of the abdomen. Five, I, feel the sex organs. Am, fill up the torso. Six, I, feel the sex organs. Am, fill up the two arms and the shoulders. Seven, I, feel the sex organs. Am, fill up the head. Then, I am several times. I am conscious of the whole of the body with a feeling centered in the solar plexus. Am, again, am conscious of the whole body with sensation centered in the vertebral columns. After that, rest 10 or 15 minutes in a collected state. That is to say, do not allow the thought or feeling or organic instinct to pass outside the limit of the atmosphere of the body. Rest contained so that your nature can assimilate in calmness the results deposited in you, which otherwise would be lost in vain. So, to work through these instructions, so having filled up the arms, legs with these, the energy of Mecca and, you know, Jerusalem, India, Tibet, we are now going to suck it in from the outer limbs toward the center of our being. And at the same time that we're drawing in the in-breath, the air from the outside comes. They mix and meet naturally in us at the level of the chest. And at some point, your practice will be subtle enough that you can actually sense that, the flowing together of the outer air and this, the finer substances you've pulled in. You may or not experience that at the start, but it'll come. Then, having held on to that for a while, then with one conscious donation, you deposit it in your genitals. In other words, you use the power of your attention to take it through, to put it in your genitals, where it will, of course, resound as all things with sensation. So, heads up, this is a dicey placement. And that it's so dicey that in the Bennett line of the work, they actually had you deposit the energy in your heart, but it doesn't work that way. There's a very, very good reason why in this very earthy exercise, it goes to the root chakra, to the ground of our fecundity, to the ground of fertilization, because there is a sort of insemination quality to this whole exercise. And it's important not to try and be skittish about that. Learning to contain bodily energy and allow it to pass through the genital region without completely destabilizing you is one of the skills that's learned in all the great sort of, you know, tantric-related paths, which are most the spiritual practices in the world. So just a heads up, rest with it as you can, and as you learn to do that, you discover there's a powerful vitalization, creative insemination of your whole being. So it goes into the genitals, where that becomes the accumulator now in your body. And then what you do is, on each of the successive 7 in-breaths, out-breaths, you draw the energy up from the genitals or the in-breath while saying I, and then in am, you deposit it, working from bottom to top. Right leg, left leg, the area around the genitals, the lower abdomen, the hara area, the whole of the abdomen, torso, 2 arms together, head. So you work it up. And then I am several more times, and then just sit in your atmosphere. So that's the pieces we're going to be working on. Now, admittedly, we're starting in midstream here. And this, what we're doing this afternoon, is very much a dry run, because you won't have, we're not going to do the bit of establishing the filament, the link with the various sacred sites this morning. We'll do that this afternoon. So in a sense, right from the start, you'll be working with less highly energized energy, and that's probably good for a dry run practice. But understand that the results will probably be more powerful when we put the whole thing together. But we'll be working today just sort of in a technical class in learning how to do this second part of the exercise so that it doesn't send you for a loop when we try to put the whole thing together in the afternoon. So any questions before we begin? I'll walk you through all of the parts of it. Okay. So.
Sorry, Cynthia. On the instruction, it does say refill for some reason.
It says refill there because the area of the lower abdomen is already surrounding your genitals, so they're already kind of filled.
Okay.
So it just is. It's just filling it back up again. It just draws attention, I believe, to the fact that that's, you're working in the area that you're digging from.
Okay.
And I have to check with Joseph Aziz, but I'm pretty sure that when it says feel the right arm, feel the left leg, that he's actually talking about sensing them.
Yeah.
You know, it's not trying to get the emotional feeling of it. So we begin. If you can imaginatively move back to that state you were in a few minutes ago at the end of the Assyrian women mourners, relaxed, alert, we'll begin with a simple body rotation, sensing exercise. So when you're ready, bring your attention to your right arm. Allowing it in the usual way to come online at the call of your attention. To burst forth with its own aliveness. attention to be completely contained within that right arm. If it wanders, draw it gently back. Convert the thought into the sensation in your right arm. Right leg. Allowing it to join that flow of aliveness. Vital. Left arm. Again, quickened, summoned into aliveness. Joining the right arm and the right leg, not replacing them, but gradually as you expand your attention, this one too comes online and adds its voice to the polyphony of your own aliveness. Right leg. Left leg, I mean. As it joins the other three outer limbs of your body, see if you can hold the sensation of the whole of yourself, these four corners, each alive, each creating a cumulative vibration. More vivified than before. Savor that, that extended sense of your own presence, fully embodied. And when you're ready, with an in-breath, an intentional in-breath, suck that cumulative aliveness of your limbs into the center of yourself, while at the same time breathing in air. And hold that sensation through a few breaths. That tingling, cumulative aliveness drawn in from your outer limbs, mingling with the breath and its finer substances. And when you're ready, with a conscious intentionality, deposit that mixed sensate aliveness in your genitals. Allow your attention to place it there. Yourself to get used to that sensation. And we begin with a conscious in-breath. Saying, I breathe in that energy from your genitals. Sense it. Sense the energy. I. And on the out-breath, am. Fill your right leg. In the in-breath, I sense your genitals. And fill your left leg. Sense your genitals. And fill and refill the area of your lower abdomen. Sense it. Fill it with, filled with that energy, that vibration. Sense your genitals. And fill the whole of your abdomen. I sense your genitals. And fill up your torso. I sense your genitals. And fill up your arms and shoulders. Sense your genitals. M. Fill up your head. And then on your own, several breaths, I on the in-breath, M on the out-breath. And as you resonate the I, sense the region of your solar plexus. And on M, sense the region of your vertebrae, your spinal column. Leave it, and we sit for about 10 minutes, quieted, remaining within our atmosphere, the atmosphere of the physical body, not letting any of this vibration escape beyond that atmosphere. Okay, well, we'll take a brief lunch break then. Be back at 2:30. Let me ask a question because it's come from the floor, and I can go in either direction, but see if there's an initial consensus. Some have raised the question of whether we would want to have a concluding Eucharist as the last piece of the teaching session this afternoon. Pardon, you had that thought?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's come to me from a number of people. And Tim Shriver has volunteered to be our sacristan. That what we'll work with is if we can get individual wafers, you know, at the grocery store, you know, some sort of one of those wonderful designer cracker cookie things. And my inclination is to use a bottle of wine poured into a common pitcher, which I will consecrate, and then I will pour it into individual cups. If people have a strong preference for having it pre-poured, we can do the same thing, but that if we can have the symbolism of we will someone needs to get a package of plastic wine glasses, if there isn't one anywhere, not wine glasses, but you know, whatever little cups you use, which we will give to you all when you come in, and you can bring up to receive. So we'll deal with those pieces. It will be very, very simple because we've actually had the gospel reading and the teaching already. The whole day has been the first part of the service. So it will be a very simple but intentional celebration together at the end of this afternoon's teaching. The question of whether we have a common movie, a movie in two places, is being worked on, and we'll report back this afternoon.
And a fire.
Pardon?
Fire.
And a fire.
Yeah, that's right. If it's not raining and you all want to have a bonfire at my house after the movies or instead of the movies.
We talked about it before, too, like people could bring their dinner out.
Torrential rain predicted for tonight. But
oh, okay.
If we ate early and had a fire at dinner, then people could go to the movies.
Yeah, except for Andrew, who will have to put out the fire unless there really is a torrential rain. Okay, well, we'll sort those details out. Sometimes I just have to let group consensus figure out what they want to do. But at any rate, what we know is we'll be back here at 2:30 for movements. We will attempt to do the entire Four Ideals. As you can see, you are working with a slightly less energized variety of octane running through you for the second half today. We're going to put the full octane in this afternoon. So get some rest and be prepared because the afternoon is going to stretch. I mean, stretch your consciousness and stretch your endurance.
Thank you, sir.
Bob, your hair dryer is right there.
Thank you. You just need the hair.
One of the acoustic chants that we used to do for Teilhard. Do you remember, like,
it's
the
special hair
dryer? You know that the canticle that we used to do for the Teilhard.
Which one was it?
I can't think of it. Is it the Philippians? No, that's not Philippians. I can probably find it.
I know you had a few. You did the Ephesians thing.
I think it was the Ephesians
one. Blessed
be
the God and Father.